Niamh, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Okay, so the Carrigaline Special School that we know had closed for a number of days last week reopened this morning.
Correct.
After eight days closure, there was issues regarding injuries to staff and everything. So, what happened this morning?
What happened this morning was that the school opened, and children went into school, and then there was a mother who was bringing her child in later than 9 o'clock, like, because she was on another school run, you know, and brought her child in. And they locked the doors on her and they would not let her in. They would not admit their own student to the school. Now, this parent, I don't want to name her or her child for obvious reasons. She knows I'm on to you.
Okay, so she knows you're talking then?
She does. Okay. She knows I'm talking to you.
Okay.
And but I still don't, like, I still don't want to give her name or her child.
No, and I don't want you either. Yeah. No.
So what happened was last Thursday night, the CETB held a meeting with parents to explain the reasons why the school was closed suddenly and for six continuous days, which has caused massive stress.
It did, but there was a lot of staff leave had to be taken because of injury issues and what have you, so they didn't have the quota of staff for a period of time,
No, I'm not so sure that they didn't have the full quota.
Okay.
But anyway, what happened then was that on Friday, this mother got an email from the school saying that it would be best if her child did not come to school on Monday, today, right? And she wrote back saying, no, she didn't agree to that. This was not acceptable to her, okay? And they sent another email similar to another parent. And what they have broken all of their own procedures now. In order to not have a child be in school, a school has to get written consent from the parent. And what they got was a written email from the parent saying, no, I do not agree with this. Because you have to go through, the school has to go through various procedures.
Okay.
Any school has to go various through, and they have not done any of
them. Okay, so this mother got an email on Friday from the school saying she needs to keep her child out of the school. She refused that. She's clearly very upset. She went to the school this morning with her child and...
They locked her out. It's a lockout. They've locked her out. She's sitting in her car outside. She took a photograph of the head of schools of CETB and two other staff members inside the other side of the gate, And she's sitting in the car. This happened at 9:45. Now, I don't know if she's still there because, of course, her child, who has significant disabilities, as all the children do in this school.
And have you asked the mother as to why her the child is with her in the car?
Yeah.
And have you asked the mother the reason? Have you asked the mother the reasons why the school said
they just won't let him in?
Why?
They won't let him in because they're saying he needs more support, that they can't meet his needs. But they have not. Like, this is. They're saying they need CAMS to come in and CDNTs to come in and whatever. The mother had all of that arranged for this morning. She had the CND, that's the Children's Disability Network team.
Right. No, I understand the child has needs and maybe additional needs that they say that they can't meet those needs. But forgive me now for asking, but it's a fairly obvious question. Would the child have been one of perhaps the children that...
was not in that incident.
That was severe. You know, they used the term last week that some of the kids were dysregulated.
Yeah, listen, all the children get dysregulated, Neil. The way you described it now last week was just perfect. You know, your understanding of dysregulation. Every one of our children gets dysregulated. And this child too gets dysregulated. Okay. This child was not involved in the incident.
If it's not a child that was dysregulated and had some emotional issues... Yeah. That may have unfortunately resulted in the injury to a staff member or a teacher who wished to help. Why then?
Well, because they don't want the child in the school today. And maybe they don't want the child in the school at all.
But they need to tell the mother that. Explain why.
They told the mother that by email on Friday.
No, as far as you're saying, she was just told don't bring the child to school. Was there more?
There was more saying we need, the child gets dysregulated and we're not meeting the needs. Here's the thing, Neil. they admitted that child to the school under admission policies when he first started in that school. And now they're saying, no, we don't want him today. They have literally locked him out.
And how does the lad feel?
Well, I mean, you can imagine how he feels. He's a little kid. You know, they've locked a child out without following their own procedures. They've broken their own procedures. Can you imagine how that mother and that child feel? She's devastated.
It's a drastic step to make, though, isn't it?
But it's a vile thing to do. If this happened in a mainstream school, I mean, you can imagine the uproar. They've locked a child out. They've broken all their own procedures.
So,
and, like, you know, none of the children in the special school are getting all the therapeutic interventions that they need. None of them. I can say that with total confidence.
So is the gate actually locked, or there's some
of these? It's actually locked. She's taken a photograph. The gate is locked. They're inside and her car is outside with her child and herself in it.
Has anybody spoken to her?
Yes, yeah, she's spoken to a couple of us by WhatsApp, do you know?
Yeah, but has any staff member or principal
I presume that they did. I presume they said, look, you can't come in. I presume. But I can't quote that now because I'm speculating on that. She sent a message saying they're after locking me. They won't let us in. They're after locking us out. They will not let us in.
That is such a drastic and very upsetting step to take for a mother and a child and a family that have their own challenges anyway, trying to provide the needs for a son or a daughter on the spectrum with special needs and additional issues. It's a bit of a slap in the face to a parent, I have to say.
I think it's a poetry. It's devastating. This is supposed to be a place that A, provides the education, and B, is one of the special places in a child's life who has special needs, you know? And for this to happen, and they broke all the rules. It's illegal to do what they've done. It's actually illegal. You have to get written consent from a parent. And she wrote a letter saying, I do not give written consent.
Okay, we covered all of that. I'm waiting. Getting on to the school, obviously, because I'm only just hearing this from you now, Niamh, and thank you for coming on. We're waiting on a statement from them to see as to what they can explain and the reasons why child refused entry.
They're going to say stuff now, Niamh, like, we were arranging a meeting, we can't have the child in unless we have the meeting with CAMHS and with the CDNT, and that's what we're waiting on. Here's the thing, the mother had the CDNT arranged come to the school this morning at 10 a.m.
CDNT is what? What's that? What's CDNT?
Disability Network Team. I apologise. I'm in such a state about it myself. I'm apologising. I'm gabbling.
You're not.
The Children's Disability Network Team, every child with disabilities is assigned to a CDNT. And they have therapists and a social worker
but
they visit schools as well to advise schools about how to help the
but
child.
But this should not play out in an email. You don't send an email on a Friday morning to a parent, I believe. On a Friday evening. You don't send an email. Yeah. It's very cold. It's very impersonal. I don't know the contents of the email. But you don't do that by email, you know? You don't sack somebody by email. You don't sack somebody by text. You don't...
I know.
You know, you don't end a relationship.
You mightn't, but this is what this patron has done.
And is she just staying there now? She's just sitting there now.
She could be gone by now because of course the child would find it very hard to be sitting waiting. Do you know?
The gate's locked.
It started at 9:45 when she arrived.
Okay. Has she said anything else that she'd like you to share? Apart from how upset she is.
She's just devastated and they've broken the procedures. She hasn't. She was making arrangements for the Children's Disability Network Team to be in there this morning and the school have ignored that.
They've just treated
her child in the most appalling way. A vulnerable, vulnerable child. And a parent who's having to be everything to her child, therapist, mother, driver, nurse, advocate, and this is what they've done.
But what if, just thinking out loud, what if the staff were put at risk in the past or there was an injury to a staff member? I mean, he could be a big guy and living with the conditions that he has. Okay. Unfortunately, from time to time.
The child isn't big, right?
Okay. No, I'm just, because I don't know. I'm just.
Oh, I know. But even if they were, other special schools do not do this.
Okay.
They do not literally lock the gates on their own students. They don't do it. So why is this school doing this to this child and this parent? They don't do it. It's illegal.
Okay.
And it's a vile rejection. I can't tell you how upset I am, because they can now do that to any one of our children. All of the kids get dysregulated, and other special schools do not close their doors and then do not lock the gates, literally, on a child coming into the school when it's finally opened.
Okay. I'm waiting for a statement from the school. When that comes in, I'll get it to air and we'll see where this one goes. Niamh, thank you so much for taking the call this
morning.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for giving it some airtime.
Thank you so much. Thanks a lot, Niamh O'Grady. Text 0868 104 106. Your thoughts on that. Pick it up after the break.